Chala Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tmura, Babli Daf Vov. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, on the second wide line of Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Omar, the Rebbe Lozer, by Ben Yehuda Ish, Beretusahi. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina said that our Mishnah that said that a dough kneaded with fruit juice is obligated in Chala, yet like Rabbi Lozer Ben Yehuda Ish, Beretusa. Betaninan Taman, Rabbi Lozer Ben Yehuda Ish, Beretusa Omer, Meshem, Rabbi Shur, Pasal Eskola. Because we have a Mishnah that says, Rabbi Lozer Ben Yehuda Ish Bersusa, quoting Rabbi Shur, said that if a dough was huksha, prepared to be able to receive tumah through a liquid, and it was kneaded with fruit juice, and its full yom then came and touched it, he disqualifies all of it, because fruit juice is a connection for tumah. Rabbi Kiva Oimim Mishmai, Lo Pasal Makoyim Magoi. And Rabbi Kiva, quoting Rabbi Shur, said that he disqualifies only the place that he touched. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lokish Omar Mapligin, said, when do they argue? It was when it was huksha and afterwards kneaded with fruit juice. It is a connection for tumah, but if it was kneaded and afterwards huksha, all agree that fruit juice is not a connection for heksha, means for tumah. Quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that our Mishnah is like everyone. Even though Rabbi Kiva said there that fruit juice is not a connection for tumah, he agrees here that fruit juice is a connection for chala. Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi, ein lecha mechaber ela shiras hamashkin bilvad. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi, said that the only matters that connect are the seven liquids, which are wine, blood, olive oil, milk, dew, bees, honey, and water. Rabbi Yosi by Ma is Amris Lechala, Shisei Oile Tuma. Rabbi Yosi asked, did he say so for Chala or for Tuma? In Tema Lechala, Koshkin the Tuma. In Tema Lechala, Ha Lechala Loi. If you'll say that it's for Chala, all the more so, nothing else is a connection for Tuma. We find that Yochanan holds that fruit juice is a connection for Chala, but not for Tuma. If you say that it's for Tuma, for Chala, no. Other matters can be a connection, such as fruit juice, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yonah pshitale lechala kojikin l'tumah. Rabbi Yonah held that surely it's for chala and all the more so for tumah. Rabbi Yonah kadate, Rabbi Yonah tani, I should say b'shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Tarfon oimer ne'eman kan chala, ne'eman la'alon chalas lechem shemen, ma chala shenemer la'alon asir b'shemen, af chala shenemer kan asir b'shemen, v'shemen echal m'shur samashkimu. Rabbi Yonah holds, as he taught elsewhere, because Rabbi Yonah taught in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Tarfon says, it says here, Chala, and it says there, Chalas Lechem Shemen. Just like Chala said there is made with olive oil, also Chala said here is made with a liquid like oil, and olive oil is one of the seven liquids. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Shabsi, should say, Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Shim ben Lokish, Lechala ulintes yadayim, Adam mahalich abbas milim. Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Shabsi and Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Shoki, said that for Chala to be able to separate it with Tahara, or to wash his hands for a meal, one must go up to 4 mil. Ve'avol b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, hadadatemi lefanav avala achrov, ein matrichin olav. Ve'avol, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, said that this is only when he's going in front of him in the direction that he's going, but if he's going to have to go back on himself, we don't exert him so much. Shemri ganos v'pardesim ma'at avilayn, lefnehem k'lachrihem. People who guard gardens and vineyards, later they'll need to go to get water for the crops. Do you consider that the water is in front of them for later they have to go there, or behind them, because right now they want to eat here? The answer is from a Mishnah that a woman may sit and separate challah with a bracha while naked. Is this woman not inside the house, and she just could go and get clothes, and you say that we don't exert her? Also here, we don't exert people who guard gardens and vineyards. Tani hamayim shelifnei hamazon reshus v'shalach hamazon chayva, ela shevreshonim noitel amasik uvishniyim noitel veinim amasik. The Bais says that water, in terms of yadayim water before a meal, is reshus. Usually it means optional, but here it means a mitzvah. It's called reshus in contrast to the mayim achorinim, which is more obligatory. After the meal, it's an obligation. However, the first water one washes and interrupts, but the latter water one washes and does not interrupt, as we'll explain. Ma'u masik, what does it mean by washes and interrupts? Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, Amman Noitel Rishoyne, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha said he washes and repeats, for the first washing is Matayah, the hands, the water on his hand is now tam, and he washes again to be metaya the water. So we have an objection. The first version is that Rabbi Yaakov Rav Yitzchak said that he must wash and repeat, and you say that it is rishus, and this is more stringent than my machroinim, which you call obligatory. Then she say ve'is de boy meima abos milim vat amos rishus, and a second version of the objection is that some say he has to go 4 mil in order to wash, and you say that it's rishus. I'm Rabbi Yaakov by idi al rishonim nechol basa chazir v'lashniim yotzes isha mibesa. Rabbi Yaakov by Idi said that due to the emission of Mayim Rishonim, a man was assumed to be a non-Jew and he was fed pork. Due to the emission of Mayim Achronim, a woman was expelled from her house. They enabled someone to see what her husband had eaten, and thereby trick her. Her husband was angry and divorced her. And some say through this, 3 people were killed. We can infer that since a woman may sit and separate challah while naked, it shows that buttocks are not considered erva. This is regarding bracha, that she may make a bracha when they're exposed, but for a man to look, even any amount is forbidden. This is like it was taught, the one who gazes at the heel of a woman is as if he gazed at the womb, and one who gazes at the womb is as if he had relations with her. Shmuel Amar Kol Be'esha Erva. Shmuel says that a woman's singing voice is an erva. Ma'atam. What's the source? It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Peregimon pasuk Tes. And we translate that as, and it was through the voice of her harlotry that she polluted the land. Ravuna says a person may stand over excrement and pray as long as his flesh does not touch the excrement. If one sat and relieved himself and did not clean himself, what is the law? May he daven? And Rav Mana, afagav delei omar, it should say Rav Huna, hadamilsa, amar de kavasa. Rav Mana answered, even though Rav Huna did not say this, he said similar to it, and we can infer from what he said. So Rav Huna omar, oimed hu adam al gabe saya, mispa'al abad shalei hei, basar negei basaya. Rav Huna said that when we stand over excrement and pray, as long as his flesh doesn't touch the excrement. Yashua le kinich, hari basar negei basaya, but if one sat and didn't clean himself afterwards, his flesh touches the excrement, presumably something remained on him, and therefore he may not pray.